We saw extremely high winds, gusts that in some places registered in excess of 85 miles per hour. And we also saw up to golf ball size hail. All of that created some of the most widespread damage across our service territory that Evergy has ever seen. It resulted in poles being snapped, many poles being pulled out of the ground, wires down across the service territory. And by 7 p.m., we had almost 200,000 customers who were without power.